feeling sassy? Then you've come to the right channel. Enjoy your days and evenings with Sassy Talk on Sassy Cat Radio.
Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And we have now entered the home stretch of October 13. Just a few days left. That's it. So how'd you do? Did you do okay? Or did you jump around? Did you just give up and say, I can't do it? Did you lose momentum or enthusiasm? I hope not. I really hope that you enjoyed this month, that you learned something about yourself, found some music that you hadn't listened to in decades, found out more about your friends and their style of music. Maybe you have stuff in common that you never knew about. Or maybe the opposite, that you don't have anything in common regarding music. Anyway, the last theme is opinions. That's right. It's all about your opinion. And you know what they say about opinions? Yes, that's right. Everyone's got one. So for the 27th of October, you're going to share your opinion. You're a parent. At what age will you or did you allow your little ones to attend live concerts? What's your opinion about parents who let their preteens attend live concerts, like 12-year-olds going to see Justin Bieber or Miley Cyrus? What's your opinion on that? Nay or yay? Sharing some of your favorite wild and crazy concert memories, does that influence your decision about what age you're going to let your kids attend live concerts? Who was the band or the artist of your favorite wild and crazy memory? What do you remember? Was it, you know, pot smoking, beer drinking, hardcore party, a concert? Or was it an orchestra? You never know. How is your experience going to a live concert? How is that going to influence you with your children? At what age should people stop attending live performances and concerts? Should there be an age restriction? What's your opinion on that? Can you imagine? Maybe your 72-year-old mother wants to go see, I don't know, Motley Crue Reunited concert. What do you think about that? Nay or yay? I'm just giving you examples, people. Just go with me. On the 28th, in your opinion, what is more important, the melody or the lyrics? Is there a song or album that didn't make sense the first time you heard it? However, now it does because of the music or the melody. What's your opinion on song lyrics influencing bad behavior or causing suicide? Have you ever listened to a song lyrics that have offended you? Do you remember the song and the artist or the artist? Do you think that type of music should be censored? For the 29th of October, do you listen to any artists who are not available on digital download? If so, who? How do you feel about that? What's your opinion on that? With the increase of the digital downloading, what do you think the future of the music industry is? What's your opinion? What was the last track you downloaded? For the 30th of October, in your opinion, who is the best live music act? And how many times have you seen them live? More than once? Just once? Who are you recommending? In your opinion, out of all the people that you've seen live, who's the best? For the last day of October, in your opinion, how is your personal experience regarding this year's October 13? Did you purchase any new tracks due to listening to someone's October 13? Tavor 13 entry? If so, what? Is there anything that you would have done differently for this event? What new music are you taking away with you after this October 13? And lastly, what are your suggestions for next year's October? And again, I'd like to say a big thank you to both Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold, for nominating me to be head honcho, and for Paul Omani, Omani Blog, for giving me the opportunity to play head honcho for October 13. And I truly hope that you enjoyed yourself and had fun, and hopefully we'll all be back here next year. Laterness, people.